T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
And as Apollo 11 does its roll program, this podcast now does its roll program. The tape is rolling. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Thank you for taking time from your life to be here.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. And if you're in the here and now, you're also welcome. Thank you for taking time from your valuable schedule to be with me today. Today I am joined by Susan Shumsky, who is running a conference. UFO people know a lot about conferences, and this is a conference that's going to happen on a cruise ship. And I've heard about these, and it seems to be becoming quite popular. And so I've invited her to come on the show to explain. I got lucky enough to be on the cruise ship. And as I make the joke, probably the reason I'm on there because I live in the coldest major city in the world. And if we happen to run into an iceberg or something or a glacier or something, I'm the expert. I can lead people around. But it's going to be nice and warm when we go. And we're going to Alaska. So, Susan, welcome. And thank you for joining me. And thank you for the invite to speak on a cruise ship. It's great, quite an honor to be able to talk and also to say, you know, you can go sort of as long as you want. I know in the UFO field, it's always a big fight between researchers. It's not about, you know, how much am I going to get paid or stuff like that. It's about how many minutes do I get to speak, and everybody's fighting about. And I remember the one time I actually was promised an hour and a half. And I went on and the clock said an hour. And I actually, first video I showed, I went back and said, you promised me an hour and a half. And they actually had to change the schedule. And that's the big thing. So the fact that you allow me to speak and choose my topic. So welcome. And let's get into this idea of having a conference. And it's UFOs and paranormal phenomena, I guess you would, or the paranormal that you are running, correct?
Yeah, it's mainly UFOs, but it also bleeds into the paranormal as well. Yeah. And it's called Contact at Sea, which I think is a very appropriate title. And we will be making some contact. In fact, because we'll have Misha Johnston on the ship, and she will be doing nightly star watch, UFO watch with the night vision goggles. And this is actually one of her professions. So she is a professional at this. And we also have people who do this CE5, I think it's called.
Yeah.
We have a couple people who are going to be doing that on the ship as well. So there will be some contact. And in fact, even me, I'm going to be leading a meditation. I'll be doing an experiential direct contact kind of experience. And of course, we have some amazing speakers coming to this wonderful, wonderful conference at sea.
Beautiful. Yeah. Let's get into your background. Like, how did you get down the rabbit hole? And how did you decide? This is not your first cruise, I believe.
I've done over 20 cruises with well over 2,000 people that have attended. And I started doing that in 2011. But that's not my start in this field. I have been practicing spiritual discipline since 1987, and I've been an author since 1996. I have 20 books in print, 40 foreign editions, and I've won 46 book awards.
Wow.
And so I've been an author for quite a bit of my life. But I've also been into the idea of travel. And I started doing retreats really in the 1960s, and once again more in the 90s. Well, actually, there was a time when I spent 2 decades in an ashram. I was with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the guru of the Beatles.
Wow.
So I was with him for a long time, and I was working on his staff. So we used to put together these huge, huge retreats with thousands of people who came to them. But then later, after I became an author, I was doing a lot of retreats in sacred destinations, spiritual vortexes, that kind of thing, like Mount Shasta and Sedona, the Sonoran Desert, the Santa Cruz Mountains, and overseas trips to sacred destinations like Egypt and Bali and Peru, Machu Picchu, India. I've done a lot of tours to India. In fact, the first tours that I did were to India when I started to do tours, land tours. But then I got this idea. I was actually doing cruises. I was taking cruises with my sister. And so I got this idea. What about if I did conferences on a cruise ship? So my first one was in 2011, and I haven't looked back.
Wow. It's for anybody who hasn't taken a cruise. I mean, it's just the life, to sort of see something on shore, and then you come back, and then you sort of look at the you go out for dinner, have whatever you want, and then you go and look at the schedule, like who's playing tonight or what's the entertainment, and next day you're in a different port. It's something that people shouldn't miss if they get a chance. And to have a UFO or like a paranormal conference is just a wonderful idea, because you get, as you probably know from these conferences, it becomes family. The one thing I'd sort of suggested, you're doing that sort of thing yourself, I'd suggested is a lot of times in conferences they'll have these contact meetings in the morning, and they're usually before the speeches begin, and all these people come from around the world to tell their story in a room that's is sealed off and nobody can tape, and they tell their story, and that's the thing they want to do. They want to come to this conference because their friends and relatives won't listen to them. Nobody will listen to them, and this is their family. So I'm glad you're doing something like that. And when that's the first thing I thought when you said contact at sea is we call these the contactees. And I always say to them, you people are the ones that are playing in the Super Bowl. You people are the ones that are actually, because they sort of feel offended. We're in this back room, and nobody, the speakers are all, praised, and all the attention is given to them. And I said, no, you, I'm here, I'm a speaker, and you got to realize you are what's important. I mean, how would you know how to talk to the intelligence until you talk to the people who are talking to the intelligence? I mean, it's one thing to see a light in the sky, it's another to have somebody who's actually in contact with whatever this phenomena is.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm glad this idea of contact is there. And as you probably know, I mean, in the UFO field, people who are doing documentaries, basically this is not where they want to go. We do the sightings, we do the odd abductions type story, landings, crashes, government cover up and stuff like that. But when it comes to, well, maybe we should put some people who are channeling or contact or something. No, we can't go there. And so we haven't really moved there yet. So I'm glad that you've made that move to provide an outlet for people who are interested in contact and interested in the more sort of spiritual aspect of this whole thing. And as I say, that's what it's all going to end up being. I mean, I think, they always say the religious people are going to be the ones that are going to freak out. And I said, no, it's the scientists that are going to be fighting for the cyanide pills when this all gets unraveled, because they believe it's all random, there's nothing going on. And it's like, what? Oh, yeah, I spent $50,000 a year to go to MIT and it's all wrong. I'm glad you're doing that. Can you talk a little bit about some of the speakers? I'm there, and I'll be
Yes,
giving,
yes. Yeah, go ahead.
yeah, I'm going to be giving some disclosure stuff because that's what everybody's into. And I mentioned to you before the show started, I've written 5 books on UFO disclosure, and the fifth one is in process right now. And I've always maintained that there are people inside the government, inside whoever runs this cover up, whatever's going on, that are trying to get the story out. And people have disagreed with me. And I've said since the 1980s, when I first wrote my first book, I said, no, there's people that are trying to push the story out. And there's another initiative taking place right now. I'm not sure how far it's going to get before, but it absolutely doesn't matter what happens now. This is going to be a major story. And what's going to happen is I think that the film crew is going to be on the ship. They're talking about coming on the ship, because a lot of film crews, that's the way you do it for B-roll and for stuff, is you get all the speakers in one place. And instead of flying to this city, and they can do all the interviews on the ship. They just have a room, and they bring in the people. You come in at 2 o'clock, you come in at 3 o'clock. So it's not finalized yet, but there may be a film crew coming out of Vancouver that I'm helping them on a project, a very important project that they're working on. So that's something. And one of the things that I asked them to provide is a little teaser from the first documentary that they're going to do. And it's called The Aviary. And The Aviary is this idea of these government people who talk to each other, who are leaking stuff into the UFO community. And so the movie is going to be called The Aviary. And the producer of that movie, I think, will be on the cruise ship. So it'll be a little bit exciting for people to see that, you know, somebody takes these people seriously.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
What great news.
Yeah. And that just happened. And I said, it doesn't matter whether what they're being given is real or not real. This is going to be like a spy story. This is going to be like something that's going to be right out of spy novel. And part of it's happened, and the other part is about to happen. And since 2017, when the New York Times came out with the article, before then, I didn't think anything would ever happen. I was really surprised. I was really surprised today that this is going to be a major story as when this comes out, and hopefully he has a teaser reel that he can show he's not going to have the documentary film, but he may have a teaser that he can show people what's about to come down. Cause there are, I think I'm helping four people, producers. A lot of people are doing documentaries now and films and stuff like that, cause it's a very popular topic now. It's no longer where people are told to be quiet and you're crazy and stuff like that. You can actually talk about it in the Pentagon, and you can talk about it in academia and stuff like that. So we're in a different world, and hopefully this crew will show up, and I'll fill you in on it. But let's go through some of the other people that are speaking, because you've got some of the big names in ufology that I know, and some people that maybe I'd like to interview who are not ufologists but are working in this paranormal aspect.
Okay, so we have Dr. Seth Shostak, who is the primary astronomer for SETI. So I'm really excited he's going to be with us. We have Jimmy Church, he's a wonderful, wonderful talk show host. Yeah. And his show is called Fade to Black. And he's going to be our moderator on the cruise. So it's always fun to have Jimmy in charge of the panels and moderating.
Yeah, he's the big name in radio now, with because he fits the broadcaster. He looks like a broadcaster, and he talks like a broadcaster, and he's pretty popular.
Yeah. We have Scott Walter, who is he's a forensic geologist. And he's best known as the host of History Channel's hit show, America Unearthed. And we have Stephen Bassett, who is a political activist for Disclosure. I'm really excited that he's going to be coming on the ship.
Yeah, I was going to do a book with him at one point on the presidents back many years ago. So I know Steve fairly well. And he's sort of getting his reward now. He started in 1996, I think it was, and everybody scorned him. And now it looks like he's going to end up winning.
That's awesome. We have Daryl Sims, who calls himself the alien hunter. And he has so many fascinating topics to speak about in reference to ETs and UFOs. We have Mas Sajadi, who is an amazing healer, very popular healer and also experiencer. And I've done several cruises with Mas Sajadi, And we were in Tahiti in January. And during that cruise, he gave a talk on aliens and ETs. And I was so impressed with what he had to say that I said, "You've got to come on my Contact at Sea cruise."
Well, I'm looking forward
Then,
to that. Yeah, wow.
we have a Richard Doty. And Richard is, he, after serving his country in the active United States Air Force, he attended college and was hired as a counterintelligence officer with the Air Force Office of Special Investigation.
Yes, he's a real life
And
spy, and he actually may be involved in the project I referred to.
awesome. He was also assigned to Area 51 as a counterintelligence officer.
Yeah, he's quite the he's got quite a few stories and very personable. I think people will love Richard Doty, and he's very controversial, which is
He
very
is.
popular these days, where
He is, yeah.
People, either you like them or you don't like them, but I met them personally. And once you meet them personally, which is another thing with conferences, is when you see someone in person, they're not the person you thought they were, and all the illusions go away. The people are just people.
And the great thing about being on a cruise ship is that it isn't just some speaker up on the stage, far away, distant from you. In fact, you can have dinner with that person.
Yeah.
You can hang out with them at the bar. You can go outside and have a smoke. You can go to the pool with them, go in the hot tub. So, I mean, this is a cruise ship. This is not a conference, a sterile conference in a convention center. This is fun on a ship.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that when you get to meet them face to face, you only see them and hear about them, but sometimes you'll sit down, and I remember last time I was with Richard, he started telling the story I'd never heard before, and I'm going, what? It's like, because people open up. It's not like staged on a stage where you
Yeah.
gotta, keep your stories. People start telling stories that you would never believe that they'd ever tell. Same with Linda Howe. I mean, I remember in a hotel room one time, Linda, I was there. And the story, luckily we got on tape. It was like, what are you talking? It's like her cat coming out of a portal. It's like, just wow, stories like that. So people will really enjoy that part of it, is that you get to meet these people face to face and talk to these people.
That's right. We have Vivian Chauvet, and she says she's an Arcturian ambassador, intergalactic teacher, and she's a speaker. She's a creator of the Arcturian Healing Arts Program and Arcturian Energy Matrix Healing. She was on one of my cruises previously. She's a lovely, lovely woman, and she does a lot of private sessions. In fact, she has done over 23,000 private sessions in the past 12 years.
Wow. Does she channel? Is she a channeler? Do you know?
I think she's more, I think she doesn't really claim to be a channel. She claims to be an Arcturian.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's really very lovely. Okay, and then we have Geraldine Orozco,
Yeah.
who is an experiencer. She'll be telling us her story. We have Margie Kay, who's very well known in the UFO community and who is the president of UNX Media Publishing and the president of KUNX Digital Broadcasting Network with over 30 paranormal radio and video shows.
And I will be interviewing her for people that are listening. We'll be doing an interview this later this week with her about the cruise and what she's going to be talking about.
Right. Then we also have Rion de Rouen. Rion. He also is an experiencer and he's founder of Team Light. He has been working as a planetary guardian since his DNA activation in 2009. Well, he's a spiritual teacher as well. And he has, he spent 8 years traveling the globe, activating, gridding, and clearing dozens of sacred sites, including Easter Island, Machu Picchu, Pyramids of Giza, and many more.
Wow.
And he's into raising the vibration of mass consciousness.
All right, good for him.
Then we have Terry Tabondo. And wow, he's written a lot of volumes and volumes. He has written so many books. And he has been in the field of UFO and extraterrestrial research for a very long time. He's had 70 years of UFO sightings and ETI encounters since his early childhood, dating back to 1953. And he's the coordinator of CSETI Vancouver for the past 30 years.
There you go. That's where I'm about to move to Vancouver, and that's where the film producer is. So Vancouver is a sort of a hub, I guess, for people who are on the edge. And I did an interview with Terry, and that's a long time to be at it for 70 years. I thought I'd been a long time at 50 years, but he's been at it 20 years longer than I have.
So he's going to be talking about a citizen's disclosure on UFOs and ETI. Okay, so we have Chris Rael, and he calls himself a noeticist and a teacher of ether physics, and he considers himself a star walker and an Aetherian, and has had direct contact with his stellar family since he was very young. And I was very impressed when I watched his YouTube video. And that's what made me invite him to this cruise. He had some really interesting things to say.
Wow.
Dr. Barbara Stone, she's written several books. She's a licensed social worker, and she's a developer of what she calls soul detective protocols. But she wrote one book, called Star Civilizations 101. And it's an introduction to the major groups of beings from other planets and star systems who are impacting life on Earth, both detrimental ones and beneficial ones. So I just think her description of what she's going to be speaking about is so fascinating.
Wow.
We then have Frank Joseph Hoff, who will be talking to us about Atlantis, and he will be disclosing where Atlantis really is. Stay tuned. Come on the cruise and you'll find out.
There you go.
We have Melanie Aguirre, and she is, she calls herself a starseed, a researcher, author, hypnotist, a trans channel, and more. And she discovered her starseed mission when it was revealed to her through Dolores Cannon's QHHT. Many people who are experiencers got that way or realized they were through Dolores Cannon's QHHT. Quite common.
Did you ever have Dolores on your ship?
No, I've tried. I tried. And I tried her daughter, Julia, also. I've tried. Haven't had any luck.
Wow. Yeah, she was quite the character. She did a lot of groundbreaking research.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then we have Sheila Neese. She's going to be doing a very special presentation about rare information about Val Thor from Venus.
Wait, who's that again?
Val Thor, Sheila Neese.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard of her. I know the alien case.
Yeah. Then Haley Ramsey, who she is a multifaceted explorer, writer, researcher, whose passion lies in unraveling the mysteries of ancient civilizations and esoteric traditions, with a focus on old world goddess cults, archaeoastronomy, and megalithic sites. So those are our speakers, and most of them have sent me their topics and their workshops. And at contact@c.com, you can find out, read their entire biography. You can read about their workshops, everything they're going to teach on the ship. And I tell you, after you read these workshops about these workshops, you're gonna want to come. It's really exciting what they are gonna be speaking about. I'm so excited about it.
Beautiful. So how does it work in terms of are the presentations in the evening? Because you're also going to be doing sh going on shore and stuff. So explain the ship that we're on and how your day will go on board the ship, how it works.
Right. So we're going to be on Ovation of the Seas, which is a Royal Caribbean ship. It's one of their newer ships. It was just built in 2018. And it's a kind of an amazing ship. It has all kinds of bells and whistles. It's got an entire indoor sports complex. You can go skydiving on the ship.
Wow.
You go skydiving in a tube, basically. They have this tube, and then you're floating inside the tube. So it's
Wow.
completely safe. But you have the sensation of skydiving.
Wow.
They also have a surf simulator. You can go surfing. Like I said, there's a whole sports complex. I think they have bumper cars and everything. So and arcade and all that. But we are going to be in our conference center doing our workshops while we are at sea. Then when we're at port, we have special shore excursions at port as well. So for example, let's just go to the website again and I will tell you a bit about the shore excursions that we're going to be taking. So we're going, the one that I'm most excited about is we're going to go on a shore excursion called Discover Sitka's Indigenous Culture, Totems, Raptors, and Dance. So on that tour, a shore excursion, we're going to go to historical Sitka by coach, led by an indigenous Alaskan native. We're then going to visit Sitka National Historical Park, which is a totem park, and we're going to have someone with us going on the walk through the park, telling us all about the totems and what they mean. And this will again be an indigenous person from Sitka. And then we're going to go to the Raptor Center, the Eagle and Raptor Hospital. And we're also going to enjoy a traditional Tlingit dance performance in the clan house. That's the thing I'm most excited about, is going to the clan house and the dance performance with all the youngsters and any age, all different people with wonderful costumes, and it's going to be really cool. It's called the Na'a Kahid Dance Performance. Okay, so that's one of our excursions. Another excursion we're going on is Klondike Adventure, The Gold Rush Is On. That's in Skagway, where we're going to go on the train up to Canada. And then at the top, we stop at this place called the Husky Puppy Camp. And we're also going to go to the Yukon Wildlife Museum and we're going to have a meal up there. And then we will take a, I mean, we're taking a train up, but then we're taking a bus back. So we see the incredible scenery on the way up and on the way back. So that's what we'll do in Skagway. In Juneau, we're going to go on a Mendenhall Glacier and Whale Watch boat tour, and it'll be guaranteed whales. The last time I was in Alaska, which was last September, I went on the most amazing whale watch, and this one will be similar to that. I have to say that during that whale watch, I'm not exaggerating, I saw approximately 100 whale breeches
Wow.
and I saw 5 whale tails. So
Wow.
that was really exciting. I can't guarantee that's what's gonna happen this time, but we do have guaranteed whales. There are some providers who do these boat tours who guarantee whales because they know where the whales are. They know where their feeding grounds are. They even have names for specific whales.
Wow.
They're like pets.
Yeah.
So, and then we're also going to Victoria, BC. And we're going to have a ghost tour. And we're also going to go to a museum called Miniature World Museum. and the Ghostly Walks tour. Apparently, Victoria is one of the most haunted cities in the world, so
Wow.
we're gonna have a tour with some amazing guides. You can see their what they do on the internet. I researched them and saw some of the things that they were doing, some of the little stories they were telling. Fascinating, really cool. And then the miniature world, they call that the greatest little show on earth. And that has, I don't know how many, 85 miniature dioramas and displays. And it's in one of the most popular tourist attractions in downtown Victoria, which is the Empress Hotel. It's in that. So you can also visit the hotel. So this is these are the shore excursions that I'm so excited about. So it's going to be really fun. And then when we're on the ship, that's when we have an entire program of these speakers and their workshops. And as Grant said, also experiencers gatherings, and also the meditations, the what they call CE5, and also the Star Watch, the UFO watch with the night vision goggles. So all of these things and more are going to happen on this cruise. It's going to be amazing.
And the address for the website for.
It is contact at c.com. That's contactatseca.com. Contact at c.com.
And the cruise is September. I was making a joke about snow and ice in Alaska, but it'll be very warm then. And Vancouver and Victoria, where you're going to be stopping. We call it God's country here, so it's beautiful, and it doesn't rain during the summer, so it'll probably be pretty nice weather there.
It will be in September. And the advantage of September is you get to see the blue ice because the snow has melted off the glaciers. And so you'll see the blue ice. For example, when we go on the Whale Watch tour, Mendenhall Glacier, blue ice will be visible. So that's a great thing about September. One great thing. Another is the weather, really great weather.
Beautiful. So the tickets are on at the website. Have you got a special price that's I think it's cutting off pretty soon, correct?
Yes. I don't, I unfortunately, okay, I guess I can look. Let me look it up. Hold
I think
on.
it was the 7th or the 8th or something.
Oh, yes. On the 8th, we do have a price change. It's going up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
So
right.
people. So hopefully we'll try to get this up on the weekend before, because we're getting pretty close to that for people
We are.
on the YouTube, and people can. What about yourself? Have you got a website? Like you've got all these cruises for people that maybe can't make this cruise that want to
Right.
keep track of where you're going next, because it sounds like you're going someplace all the time.
Divinetravels.com. That's DIVINETRAVELS.com. Divine Travels, plural on the travels.com. And we have some other cruises up there on the website. And also, I'll be taking people on a tour to India next January, to the Kumbh Mela, this huge gathering in India that happens only every 12 years. And that's going to be amazing.
Well,
And
what is that? Can you
we're
explain
also
what
going
that
to go
is?
to Rishikesh. Kumbh Mela, okay, so the word Kumbh Mela means the pot, the gathering or the fair or the festival around the pot of nectar of immortal life.
Oh.
So it's a pot of nectar. Of
Wow.
immortal life festival. And it is a spiritual festival where all the holy men and women of India come out of their caves and they set up tents on this huge 50 square mile sandbar. They set up these huge tents that look like permanent residences, some of them, and some of them are just very small little tents. But you have these amazing sadhus, holy people, men and women. who come and they gather, and then the pilgrims come, and it's a special bathing dates where you go and you, well, every day you bathe in the river, and it's a mainly it's a spiritual festival gathering, spiritual gathering of pilgrims and holy people, and it's very, very amazing. I've taken tours to Kumbh Mela. I've been a tour leader to tours to Kumbh Mela in 2001, 2007, 2010, and 2013. So
Is
it
that a
takes
fly-in,
place.
or is that a fly-in tour? You fly in there, or how does that work?
Yeah. Okay. So you fly to Delhi,
Okay.
India, and then we're going to take a coach up to Rishikesh, India, which is where the Beatles studied with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who was my guru, by the way. And also, I wrote two books about the Beatles and Maharishi.
Did you meet the Beatles at any point?
No, I did not meet the Beatles. I met all the other celebrities that were around Maharishi, but not the Beatles.
Oh,
They
okay.
weren't
Because
there. They
I
weren't there
wrote a,
then.
book on music, and I wrote about music and paranormal phenomena with the Beatles and with the Stones. I actually did an interview with one of the wives of the Rolling Stones, who's into UFOs. So
Cool.
we followed the whole story about John Lennon and
Yeah,
his
John Lennon.
and Yuri Geller with the egg. If you know that story about John Lennon claimed he got an egg from the aliens and he didn't want it. He was told that he thought it was his ticket, maybe his ticket to another planet, but he didn't want it, so he gave it to Yuri Geller, and it's now you're in Yuri Geller's museum. So the Beatles are a big thing in your life, big thing in mine. It's kind of interesting. You wrote two books.
That
Talk a
is
little bit
interesting.
about your books. Like you got, I've written 20 books. You've written 20 books. So what have you written on, and where can people get your books?
My books are anywhere books are sold.
Okay.
Amazon is the least expensive place to get books.
Yeah.
And so I've written 20 books. Most of them are spiritual books. For example, developing your intuition, learning how to hear the divine voice, receiving divine guidance, spiritual healing, prayer, affirmation, chakras, auras. And also my memoir called Maharishi and Me, Seeking Enlightenment with the Beatles Guru, and which has won 13 book awards. Also my book, The Inner Light, How India Influenced the Beatles. That's my most recent book. It is a fascinating book if you're into the Beatles because it reveals the hidden meanings of all the lyrics of all the songs that had any kind of spiritual or paranormal a connotation to them
Can you give us one example from that?
of
The spiritual, like the connection to India from the Beatles, like, but
okay,
lyrics and stuff
so
like
for
that.
example, Across the Universe, John Lennon wrote that right after they learned meditation from my guru, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And John wrote that he was so inspired by transcendental meditations. He was so hyped about it that he told the other Beatles that he wanted to go on a huge tour all over the world to turn everyone on to transcendental meditation. And he wrote this song, which describes the meditation experience across the universe. And then in some of the lyrics in there's lyrics that say Jai Guru Deva. Okay, those are some of the lyrics in that he sings often. It's in the chorus. And so what that means is hail to the divine preceptor, hail the divine guru, the divine teacher. And the teacher he was talking about was Maharishi's guru, who was called Brahmananda Saraswati. And Maharishi Mahesh Yogi himself, whenever he would meet anyone or greet anyone, he would never say hello, goodbye, have a nice day. Instead, he'd put his hands together and say, Jai Guru Dev. And he did that at least 100 times a day. Jai Guru Dev. So that was what John picked up from Maharishi, and he put that in the song.
Wow.
And Maharishi was saying he was giving honor to or praise to his guru. So another way to actually to translate that is glory to the to the divine preceptor. So that's
Wow.
one example. And every chapter in my book, The Inner Light, How India Influenced the Beatles, every chapter in that book is a song.
Wow.
And there are 512 pages in that book. There are
Wow.
170 very rare photos. And there are also 130 QR codes that point to really cool added content. And the book is available in Kindle. You know, if you don't want to get this big, heavy book, it's available in Kindle. It's also available as an audiobook. But, you know, I recommend the hardbound book because it has so many beautiful photos in it. Really
Wow.
rare photos of the musicians that played with the Beatles and the musical instruments. And, you know, I contacted a lot of musicians. They gave me photos and it's really cool. It's a great
Wow.
book.
I'm fascinated. Even though I was not into music, I got a message from an experiencer who told me that he got a message from what he called the guardians, his guardians, that I was to be told that the message was in the music. And I ended up writing a book, and I always laughed that my father would roll over in his grave if he knew that his kid had written a book on music, because I had never listened to music. I didn't, had nothing to do with it, but it's
Wow.
kind of weird. And but the Beatles were the big thing when you got dragged in to the Beatles, all the backstories that you realized, almost like they were put on earth for this very specific reason to sort of change the consciousness of the world.
That is very, very true, Grant. You really hit the nail on the head with that statement. That is so true.
Can you give me a little bit of your background in terms of experiences that you had that maybe your worldview of how do you think things actually work? Because that's the big thing in the UFO community. Everybody's sort of talking, and yet everybody's into the technology. And the one alien's actually warned, that's a trap. Don't get into technology. That it's a bigger story than that. What's your sort of take from all the books you've written in terms of why are we here, where we're going, and what's this all about?
That's a big question. Okay, to say it in a nutshell, we are here because we're ignorant. We would not have incarnated to begin with if we weren't in ignorance.
Okay. So do you believe there's
and
a
we
mission?
Are here, and we are here to find out the truth.
Yeah.
We're here to let go of the ignorance and find out the truth of who we are and what this universe is and what God is. And that's why we're here, to discover the truth.
And by doing cruises, you actually can sort of share that in terms of bringing people, because people are seeking. And I think you're, as part of your mission, whatever it is, to share the message, to raise consciousness. Is that part of what it's about?
Very much so. I mean, I'm here to help people to realize who they really are, to connect with their higher self and realize their true nature of being. That's the reason I'm here. That's what I do. And I've done over 700 live appearances. I've done over 1,300 media interviews.
Wow.
So I've done a lot of teaching, a lot of writing, all those books, and also sharing and going on these various tours and trips. I love doing that. So I have a pretty cool life, I think.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you've been through a lot of stuff and done a lot of stuff. What remind me again what you're going to speak on, what you're going to do, because you seem pretty enlightened yourself. I'd make sure I don't want to miss, but I want to hear what you're going to be talking about.
Okie dokie. Let's see. Let's read my little blurb. Okay, I'm going to be talking about contact with extra dimensional beings. And I'm going to help you to develop your third eye and a view an invisible world consisting of multiple dimensions, spiritual planes filled with light, alternate realities of indescribable wonders, and radiant beings of light. and it'll be a meditative workshop. And I might teach a second one. We'll see.
Have you had
I'd like to do one about the Beatles. It's not
yeah,
it's not on topic for
well,
contact and
I'll
see.
get you
But
I'll
if I
get you
can make it, if I can make it,
I'll get you at the dinner table. I'll make you tell the Beatles stories. I'll tell you some of
okay.
my Beatles stories
Oh,
because I've got a
good.
few Beatles stories as
Oh,
well.
I
In
can't
fact,
wait.
an unbelievable synchronicity where it involved Uri Geller, and people always condemn Uri Geller as being a faker. And I can guarantee you what happened with me and Uri Geller was he didn't make it up.
He's not a fake. Uri
It's not
Geller
a
is not
fake.
a fake.
But this was absolutely unbelievable. It's one thing when you see these people, but when you actually engage them and then something happens to you, you just go like, I can't believe that actually happened. It's like, so I'm really looking forward to the cruise. And is there anything else you want to sort of point out to people in terms of getting signed up or why they should do the cruise? You say it's one of the better ships. You mentioned that to me before in terms of, because I you asked me what I've been on. I've been on the Princess and I've been on the Carnival, and you said, no, this is like this is a real ship. It's like,
Well, it's a lot bigger.
yeah.
This ship is huge. So of course it has more bells and whistles. It's got more restaurants. It's got more entertainment, different venues of entertainment. It's got this new thing called the 360. This is amazing venue where they have all kinds of entertainment and screens going up and down. And it's just a great phenomenon. It's like a 360 immersion experience. And that's one of the innovative things on this particular ship. And also they have this it's like a satellite that it comes up the top of the ship. It's like a, I don't know, it's on a big long rod, and you can be inside that bubble. It's like a sphere. You can go into the sphere and lift up and see a bigger view, and it's like a ride. It's sort of like a ride. It is a ride.
And we're
So
leaving out of
it just has, yeah, we're leaving out of Seattle.
Seattle on
Round
September.
trip Seattle, September 6th to the 13th. And
Okay.
when you go to the registration form, you'll see Grant Cameron's name will be on the form. So fill his name in when you are asked, where did you hear about the cruise? Be sure to put Grant's name in there.
Okay, and we'll anybody that wants to engage on the ship, I'm happy to discuss, and I'm sure the others. How many people usually attend in terms of the UFO events like this?
I usually run 100 people on most of our UFO themed events.
Yeah, so you'll have enough time to there won't be too many people competing for engagements with the speakers because. That's always a big thing for people is to get stuff autographed
Oh,
and
yeah.
actually engage with people that they've read about and just have never seen in person.
Right. Yeah, it's very intimate. And we all dine together every night. We have our own tables, assigned tables. But you don't have to sit in the same place, or the same table. You can sit anywhere within our group of tables.
Okay.
So you can hop around and meet different people. And one of the greatest thing about going on this type of cruise conference is that you make new friends. And these are like-minded people that you're sailing with. They all have the same interest. So it's an awesome experience. I think meeting the people is probably the best part of the cruise, I think.
And you get to know people for years and years and years
Yeah.
that you even people at cruise. I know I have friends that cruise that they meet someone on a cruise and then they go on double cruises. So they'll be out of Florida and they'll go on one cruise and come back and get right back on another cruise and they cruise with other people that you these have become lifelong friends that did you share something with.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Especially in this community. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, as I pointed out with this thing with the contact events where. You have some sort of event where people can gather in private where they can talk. For a lot of people, this is the major thing because they can't talk about it anywhere else. And this is their first time to tell stories. I even do a thing on the internet, which is pretty popular. It's called the rabbit hole, where people can come on a Zoom conference like this. They can turn their camera off and they can turn their sound off and they can sit there and watch. and listen. And it's almost like Alcoholics Anonymous, that at some point they're going to say, oh yeah, that's me too. And then they're ready to talk, but they want to sit in the background. So that's what a lot of you'll see on these things, where people come, they don't come for the conference, they come for these events where they can meet these friends that share what they do, like almost like an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, where these are their best friends that understand what they've gone through.
Yeah, that's great. I'm
Beautiful.
So glad that you're bringing that to the cruise. Really
Beautiful.
Excited.
Yeah, I think that's the most important part. That's why I say, if you want to know what's going on, because I, you know, you may be intuitive and have all this. I've got, you know, I've had some download experiences, but in terms of why would you turn down if you don't know what's going on? Because that's what happened to me in 75. I saw something fly right in front of the car. This town supposedly had it, and I never thought we'd see anything. We went out there, and it flew right in front of the car. The second night, it flew at me, and then it flew away. And all I could think about was, I don't know what's going on, but somebody's got to know what's going on here. Somebody's got to know what this was. And I've spent my whole life trying to figure out who knows what's going on. And I've come to the conclusion it's the people that are the contactees, the experiencers, the intuitives. They're the ones that are dealing with the intelligence. And why would you not listen to them? Because, you know, you can have all sorts of rational analytical guesses as to what's going on, but there are people who are actually in contact with whatever this intelligence is, and it behooves us to listen to them. And these people will show up at these conferences, and some of the stories you'll hear in these private events is just like mind-boggling. It's just unreal. I was just so surprised, and the people crying and taking it very, very seriously and stuff like that.
Wow.
So I'm glad you did the contact thing, because that's what it to me is all about. It's this contact to gather these people, the messages together, and go from there.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I'm
So
excited.
I will continue to interview. If you have anybody that you want me to interview, just sort of set up a contact, and we'll do that and give exposure to people, so they know who some of these people are and what they're going to talk about, because some of them are very interesting. They may not know who Richard Doty is. I know who Richard Doty is, and he's worth coming on the cruise for. And Daryl Sims, I know his whole thing. A lot of people may not know Daryl Sims was involved in the alien implants. You hear the famous story about taking
That's
the
right.
implants out of people. And I always quote him as a very important thing about alien implants is Daryl Sims claims that all alien implants are on the left side of the body. And they did 250, him and Lear. And I said, the left side of the body is run by the right brain, the female brain. And I do a lot on right brain, left brain. And why would this intelligence put implants on the left side of the body? So that's the most important thing I saw of his research. And you learn these kind of things that show that whatever this intelligence is, it's doing something that's very meaningful. We may not know what's going on, but if you can interact with people like Daryl Sims and Richard Doty, you start to learn stuff that you're not going to learn in books or trying to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, Daryl Sims has orchestrated 27 surgical interventions regarding implant removal.
Wow.
And his workshop's going to be called Alien Implants Removed, 1960 till now.
There you go. That's what I'm most interested in, his research, because
And
that
then,
was a, yeah, go ahead.
and he's doing a second free workshop called Aliens, Ghosts, Angels, Demons, and Cryptids, Alien Hunter, True Accounts of Each.
Wow. That's down my alley too. I'm actually doing a book called it's going to be called the Super Bowl, but I'm calling it The Big Game so I don't get sued. And it's basically the same thing as this idea that of the contact modalities. You're parsing this stuff, you're separating it, it's all the same thing. That when once you somebody's had a UFO experience, you say to them, "You had anything else paranormal happen?" They go, "Wow." They start telling you all these stories, reports and ghosts and stuff.
Of course,
And that's what you realize, that it's all the same thing, that people are on a different they've changed their vibration,
yeah,
and they start to pick this stuff up.
That's right.
Yeah. Beautiful. So I'm honored to have met you and to actually get to interview, because you're very knowledgeable and skilled, and hopefully we can spend some time on the ship and I can pick your brain
for
on
sure.
some of the stuff I'm working on, because we're I think we're going down the same path. I think everybody's getting on the path now. I mean, I remember when I had my consciousness download in 2012, I couldn't spell consciousness. I couldn't have cared less. And nobody was accepting consciousness. And now you hear in the UFO community, people are talking about consciousness. They may not know what they're talking about, but they know this is a buzzword. You better use this word. So I think the thing has shifted. We're moving towards the answer, and it's not, random physical stuff and, aliens in tin cans. It's much more complex than that. And it's what I call the Super Bowl. If you actually realize what's actually going on, you realize this is the biggest story that will ever be told. So thank you for setting up this cruise. Hopefully we get a number of people that come on there. You get to do some entertainment, some tours on shore, and you get to learn something. Most cruises, you don't get to learn anything. You just drink beer and get fat.
You can still drink beer and get fat on this cruise too if you want.
And listen to good
You're
stories
welcome
while you're
to.
doing it.
Yeah. Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, thanks. We'll leave it at that. And if anything comes up, I'll contact you. I'd sure like to interview some of the other people, but let me know, and we'll see you on the ship. And once again, thank you for setting this up and providing this opportunity to people to educate and get some touring done.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Grant.
Beautiful. Okay, let's.
That's a wrap. So, do you want me to send you the list of speakers and their contact information?
Yeah,
I'd be glad to do that.
That's this week's episode of the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Grant Cameron, hoping that you will join me for upcoming episodes. Links to my YouTube interviews, books, and my Facebook sites are in the show notes. If you love the podcast or learn something valuable, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, or give a review on today's episode. If you would like a certain paranormal subject dealt with in the future, please let us know. Until next time, watch this space, and thank you so much for listening.